Learn connected speech with Matt Perland. Believe in the power of connected speech. A new 8-part English pronunciation course by Matt Perland. Lesson 1. Introduction. Unit 1.5. How the four actions help. How do the four actions of connected speech do this? Moving forward removes the consonant sound from the preceding vowel sound, giving it room to breathe. Look at, look at. Instead of look at with the focus on k, the emphasis remains a little longer on the vowel sound u. Deleting a consonant sound does the same thing, removing the focus from the consonant sound and giving the vowel sound space to be heard. Good time. Good time. Deleting and then adding a glottal stop is even more effective in giving emphasis and space to the vowel sound because it replaces t or d, the hardest sounding consonant sounds, with half a second of silence after the vowel sound. For example, dog, hot dog. Adding a vowel sound, w, y, or r, extends the vowel sound, making it longer. Although they are consonant sounds, w, y, and r act as extensions of the vowel sounds that they follow. View of, view of. Say it. For of. Changing voiced consonant sounds into unvoiced helps the sound spine by suppressing loud and brash consonant sounds like g and transforming them into quiet, weak sounds that are barely heard. Big day. Big day. Big day. The unvoiced consonant sound k is barely heard, which makes the stressed vowel sound I even louder and stronger. It almost has the effect of removing the consonant sound. Certainly, a loud g in big day only draws attention to itself and away from the stressed vowel sound I. When we speak English, everything we do is to emphasize the sound spine. From word stress, sentence stress, use of glottal stops, weak forms, schwa sounds, word order, to using connected speech. This course will show you how to use connected speech when you speak English and allow you plenty of opportunities to practice the techniques of connected speech.